I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. It's Election Day in America, and voters are voting to select their choice for president and in down-ballot races that will determine control of Congress. VOA's Kane Farabaugh has more.
The small town of Dixville Notch in the eastern state of New Hampshire opened its polling location just after midnight, with Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump splitting the first six votes cast in the U.S. evenly between them. The outcome in Dixville Notch aligns with opinion polling in the final days of the campaign, showing a close race all the way to the finish for both presidential candidates. Whoever wins the presidency could come down to the outcome in just a few states, including Pennsylvania, where Harris visited supporters in Philadelphia to make her closing remarks of the campaign.
So America comes down to this. One more day, just one more day in the most consequential election of our lifetime, and the momentum is on our side.
Donald Trump visited supporters in the city of Grand Rapids in the swing state of Michigan in the final rally of his campaign to return to the White House.
So this is my last rally. Can you believe it? The rallies, these big, beautiful rallies, there's never been anything like it. And there never will be anything like it. And it just happened. It caught on.
Tens of millions of Americans cast their ballots ahead of Election Day. In some states, voters submitted their ballots by mail, while others visited in-person early voting sites. Threats against election workers amid disinformation campaigns questioning election integrity have prompted an increase in security at polling sites across the country, as Americans make their decision in what both presidential candidates have framed as the most consequential election in U.S. history. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dismissed his popular defense minister, Yoav Gallant, in a surprise announcement. Netanyahu and Gallant have repeatedly been at odds throughout the war in Gaza, but Netanyahu had avoided dismissing his rival. A previous attempt to fire Gallant in March 2023 sparked widespread street protest against Netanyahu. The prime minister announced his decision late Tuesday. The dismissal comes at a delicate time. Israeli troops remained bogged down in Gaza over a year after invading the territory, while Israeli ground troops are pressing ahead with a month-old ground invasion against Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Israel has also clashed with Iranian-backed groups in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen, and is facing the possibility of another strike by Iran. Ukraine's defense minister says Ukrainian troops have engaged for the first time with North Korean units that were recently deployed to help Russia in the war with its neighbor. Another Kyiv official said Ukraine's army fired artillery at North Korean soldiers in Russia's Kursk border region. The comments Tuesday were the first official reports that Ukrainian and North Korean forces have engaged in combat following a deployment that has given the war a new complexion as it approaches its 1,000-day milestone. Western governments had expected the North Korean soldiers would be sent to Russia's Kursk border region, where a three-month-old incursion by the Ukrainian army is the first occupation of Russian territory since World War II and has embarrassed the Kremlin. U.S., South Korean, and Ukrainian intelligence assessments say up to 12,000 North Korean combat troops are being sent by Pyongyang to the war under a pact with Moscow. Last week's floods in Spain's Valencia region that killed more than 200 people have left behind troubling scenes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In town after town, streets are still covered with thick brown mud and mounds of ruined belongings, clumps of rotting vegetation and wrecked vehicles. Observers report a stench arising from the muck. In many places, people still face shortages of basic goods and lines form at impromptu emergency kitchens and stands handing out food. Water's running again, but authorities say it's not fit for drinking. Thousands of soldiers are working with firefighters and police reinforcements in the immense emergency response, and authorities are worried about other health problems in the aftermath of the deadliest natural disaster in Spain's recent history. They've urged people to get tetanus shots, to treat any wounds, and to clean the mud from their skin. Many people now wear face masks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.